With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They call money the mother's milk of politics, and April through June saw a lot of that milk flow to the Democrat congressional campaign machine, but even more to the House Republican campaign arm.
The National Republican Congressional Campaign outraised its counterpart, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, in the second quarter of 2025. The House GOP campaign arm brought in $32.3 million in the second quarter of the year, while the House Democratic campaign arm raised $29.1 million in the same period. In June alone, the NRCC raised $18.1 million, and the DCCC brought in $12.7 million. In 2025 so far, the NRCC raised a total of $69 million, while the DCCC has raised $66 million. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Parts of the East bracing for yet another intense heat wave as the high heat and humidity enveloping the country's midsection expands eastward as we head into the weekend. Currently, the Midwest and the South are feeling it, or will soon be. Forecasters say all that heat and humidity make it feel even hotter than it actually is. President Trump heading to Scotland later this week. It's a land that the president is well familiar with.
The president plans to meet with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer during his upcoming trip.
We are going to have a meeting with him probably in Aberdeen, and we're going to do a lot of different things, and we're going to also refine the trade deal that we've made.
His family business has a golf course near Aberdeen in northeast Scotland, while a second course is set to open in the area soon. There is also a Trump course near Turnberry in the country's southwest. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Although revenue and profits were down in the second quarter, GM easily beat expectations. The automaker standing by its 2025 outlook that it revised downward in May. The Dow futures down 72 points. This is SRN News. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration has modified its suicide hotline under orders from President Trump.
Under President Biden, the agency added an extension where young people could call to discuss their gender identities and how they might carry out so-called gender transition. The controversial hotline somehow cost taxpayers more than $33 million in just 3 years. Mr. Trump has ordered it shut down.
SRN's Michael Harrington. Gay pride armbands are dividing players and teams at the Women's European Soccer Championships in Switzerland. The UEFA is giving team captains the option of wearing the rainbow armbands when they play, or selecting plain monocolored versions with the word respect instead. Both versions have been worn so far at the tournament, with the captains' choices facing scrutiny for the meaning behind their decisions. This is SRN News. More of us are moving our money into accounts offering investment income, and the experts say the shift is having a positive impact on the overall health of the U.S. economy.
An analysis by the J.P. Morgan Chase Institute finds Americans' checking and savings account balances low with a flat growth trajectory. But that's because they're shifting their money into financial vehicles that pay an investment income. And in fact, the research found people's total cash reserves, including brokerage accounts, money market funds, and certificates of deposit, are actually increasing. The trend helps to explain the strong consumer spending and overall resilience of the U.S. economy after a bout of high inflation and recent uncertainty due to tariffs. The report examined the accounts of 4.7 million households. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Find more details at srnnews.com.